there is nobody of intelligence except yonder man who appears to be mad. Look, there is so-and-so, mounted on a cane. He rides amongst the children. He is possessed of judgment and a spark of fire. He is as the sky in dignity and as the stars in high estate. His glory has become the soul of the cherubim, and he has become concealed in this madness.
Okay, how about that? He explained to you something very simple. Don't be fooled because this story is not finished. Oh, it's a long story. Because you have to learn a lot from this fellow. It's sort of like this. Somebody was going around and said, I want to see a wise man, an intellectual fellow. I said, ah, you want to talk to a fellow like that? That's the guy. The guy who is riding his piece of bamboo playing with the chick. This is the fellow. Means he has all the opposite appearance. Why? The explanation came. Because it's safer for him. He's hiding behind that being fool and being crazy. Why? Because he's extreme from this side. And the distance between him and the others is too much. But he's very close to the children. Why? Because the children, they don't give a damn about your logic. They are crazy, full of feeling and passion. He's playing with them. And he's safe from you. And you will see why. But we talked about a crazy fellow. Let's make sure that we clarify something here. Yes.
But you must not account every madman a soul. Do not, like Suniri, lay down your head to a calf.
Yes, that's Sumeri. You know who it is, from Sumer Ra. They talk a lot about it. Sumeri was the guy who was accompanying the good fellow with the Moses. When Moses was up in the mountains, he made that golden calf. Yes.
When a manifest saint has declared unto you hundreds of thousands of unseen things and hidden mysteries, and you have not had the understanding and knowledge, you have not distinguished dun from aloe wood. How, when the saint has made for himself a veil of madness, will you recognize him, O blind one?
Yeah, O blind one, whenever you hear that from Rumi, you should stop. Like Dener is talking to me. He's talking to me, the blind fellow. Why? Because he talked about the goodness of crazy fellow, and that he is going to talk a lot about this guy who's playing with the children, riding a piece of bamboo and all that, right? I said, I know when I say this, suddenly he said, ah, oh, yes. Me too, I like the crazy people. I like craziness and so on. When I say these fellow who intentionally is playing the crazy, I don't mean follow the crazy people. How should you understand this? Let me tell you this. You want to follow a fellow, why? How? Because I told you that these big guys, we know they hide as silly people. But remember, when they are not hiding, you cannot find them. If they hide, you could find them. No way. Don't believe that every crazy fellow is a good fellow. Don't follow the craziness. But I'm telling you, remember, there are these fellows who are hidden in a craziness. Why? Because that's the only way they could teach to the children. The beginners, that's why they do it. Therefore, don't believe in your judgment and finding these fellows. Yes?
If your eye of intuitive certainty is open, behold a captain under every stone.
This is a very touchy stuff here. When I said you cannot find them, you thought there are few. Even not that, because if your eyes open, you turn around any stone, you will find a champion over there. Because in Persian is playing with the word of sang and sarhang. Sarhang means colonel. Sang means stone. But at the same time, sarhang means the chief of the group. So the boss, the leader, something like that. He means that they are not few. They are a lot. But you will not recognize them. Yes?
To the eye that is open and a guide, every dervish cloak has a Moses in its embrace.
Again, there is a play with the word of Galim and Kalim. Kalim means Jewish, means Israelite, means the people around Moses, and Galim means the carpet, the rock. So he's playing with those two, that if you have eye to see, everywhere they are, but you cannot find them. One of the reasons is they are hidden in the madness, yes?
It is only the saint that makes the saint known and makes fortunate whomever he will. No one can recognize him by means of wisdom when he has feigned to be mad. When a seeing thief steals from a blind man, can he at all detect the thief in the act of passing? The blind man does not know who it was that robbed him, even though the wicked thief may knock against him. When a dog bites a blind, ragged mendicant, how should he recognize that ferocious dog?
He said, you cannot recognize these saints I'm talking about even if you bump to them. Imagine a blind fellow, somebody, a thief, will grab something from him. Even if the thief will bump to him 10 times, he doesn't know this is the thief. This is the same stuff. Means when we talk about the holy people, first impression of everyone is that, oh, yes, maybe there are some. Maybe there are few holy people around. Is it true or not? You mean that all this beauty we are looking at is with minimum holiness? Is that what you guess? There are a lot, because we claim that this earth is holy even. Holiness is all around, but it's not recognizable by everyone. Who will recognize the holiness? The holy people. And they introduce each other, and they don't go at the top of the mountain and cry, this fellow is holy. They will introduce this holy fellow to a group which are worthy to be helped, because they are working, they are functioning. Holiness is functioning here. Holiness is not totally absent, but you don't see the holiness. How come? Because you're too busy with all other stuff. Your ego is looking at death, food, sex, my needs, all that only. doesn't have an eye for holiness. Therefore, your judgment is that holiness is very scarce. How many times have you heard that? Oh, good people, they're very scarce. Is that really the case? Really, do you believe that there are few good people around and the rest are really bad? That's not the case. But we only could see the stupidity, wrongness, and all that stuff. We hear the shout of someone drunk in the street. All the decent, quiet fellows we don't see. It's like that. They are a lot, but not distinguishable easily. Let's go to another story. Let's go to the story of a dog who bites a blind fellow. Yeah.
How the dog attacked the mendicant who was blind. A dog was attacking, as a warlike lion, a blind mendicant in a certain street.
Mendicant. Is it better than the thief? Is it better than what? Because here, this is a beggar. Get out means beggar. Mendicant, I don't know, my English is not that good. It's the same thing, but it's archaic, isn't it? Yeah.
Mendicant to me
is better than a beggar, in a way. To me, I feel these two, and yes, that's the same thing that we will play with the word faqir. Faqir means poverty, exactly, right? And faqir means poor. But we don't say faqir is a beggar, because faqir and fana are the best for us, and that faqir is not begging, but it's poverty. It's not having, right? It's like that. So this word is a little bit strange to me, and I see the beggar fits a little bit maybe better. I don't know. Yes?
The dog was attacking, as a warlike lion, a blind beggar in a certain street. The dog rushes angrily at dervishes. The moon smears her eyes with dust of dervishes.
Here is again dervish. And dervish has two meanings, really. One is poor. Poorness is dervishi, and we call that fellow traveler dervish because they are poor, they have nothing, and they will claim that they are dervish because they are faqir. Again, it's the same nuance, actually. Yes?
The blind man was made helpless by the dog's barking and by fear of the dog. The blind man began to pay honor to the dog, saying, "O prince of the chase, and O lion of the hunt, yours is the hand. Refrain your hand from me." For by necessity, that philosopher paid honor to the tail of an ass and gave him the title of noble. He too, of necessity, said, "O lion, what will come to you from such a meager prey as I am? Your friends are catching wild asses in the desert, and you are catching a blind man in the street. This
is..." Again, it doesn't make sense to anyone except the Persians. Because one is, there are two words rhymed together. One is kur, means blind. The other one is gur, which is the archaic subject of hunting for on that animal. So he's playing with this and that, that look at that big animal. Your friends are hunting that good hunting, and you are hunting a blind fellow here. Yeah.
This is bad. Your friends seek wild donkeys by hunting. You, in malice, seeks a blind man in the street.